All right. Hey, everybody. Tim Davis, Originator's Guide Podcast. You know, we bring you free business coaching each and every day for your mortgage career. And I am super excited. I got a good friend of mine, Nathan Ballantyne, is on our podcast today to talk about success and how quickly they may or may not happen for you. Nathan, I think I hear you on the call. Are you with us, buddy?
I am, Tim. Appreciate you having me on today.
Man, I'm super fired up. Tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and then drop some knowledge on us about this success track.
Happy to. Hey, Tim, I'm Nathan Ballantyne. I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina, market leader for Movement Mortgage. Been in the business over two decades. It's Tim, it's an incredible time. We're seeing it again, whether you've been in the business, just got in here a few months, or been here for a lifelong career. It's a huge opportunity to make a difference in people's lives right now.
I've never seen it like this. I've been in it two plus decades as well. And I know we were talking about success, and you had some really good information about the success in this business. Why don't you share with everybody what you were sharing with me earlier today?
Yeah, you know, Tim, it's interesting. You know, we are seeing not just here in our market or throughout Movement nationwide, but in the industry, we are seeing loan officers have record-breaking months after months, record-breaking years. And you know, there's some new loan officers out there who are sitting here and thinking they must not be doing something right. You know, they're closing $1 million and they look at others who are closing $10 million in a month or more. And it's important that those loan officers who aren't doing as much to remember that success doesn't happen overnight. You know, I've learned that from you. It happens over time. And while it's fantastic that us veterans that have been around for years and have lots of families in our database and we're taking care of them, it is still important to remember that the new guys without a database or the loan officers that have a huge database need to remember that our bread gets buttered by working with the real estate agents in our markets. And those guys and gals are looking around and they're not seeing loan officers as much anymore, not just because of COVID, but because of maybe some work ethics have changed. And so, you know, what I would share is if you want to have success in 3 months or 6 months, it comes down to what you're doing today. And I think that is how everybody can remember to keep things going whenever these remarkable times go away.
Man, that is such a good tip, guys. Just to reiterate, let's make yourself a list of agents that you want to introduce yourself to. You know, a relationship doesn't happen overnight either, right? It takes some time to build a relationship for people to get confidence in you, to refer you their clients. Make that list today and start reaching out to them. Talk to them about what they're seeing in the marketplace, what buyers are saying, what sellers are saying. Introduce yourself and begin that relationship process. And for your existing agents, make sure you're loving on them and you're contacting them weekly and you're having phone calls. And if you can be in person, that's even better. So, Nathan, thanks for jumping on the podcast today. It was a great tip. If you're ever out there in Columbia, South Carolina, I'd encourage you to look Nathan up. He'll probably even buy you lunch. Now, I'm just giving away your money now, Nathan.
It's all good. Thank you, Tim. Really appreciate what you do.
Hey, appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day. Guys, keep listening to the podcast. We'll keep bringing you tips each and every day. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you real soon. See ya.